That's number 28 in our camp songbook, these white songbooks, 28.
For very love, thy sacred name.
been enjoying the music in the mornings. We always hear Holiness Unto the Lord, and then another song. And I've noticed this year that the choice of the song is intentional, very intentional. Often it has to do with a theme for the day. For instance, today, Take Myself, I'm not sure just how she puts it in the paraphrase, Take Myself and I Will Be Ever Only All For Thee. Keep Myself That I May Be Ever Only All For Thee. So we heard, I Surrender All To Thee, My Blessed Savior, I Surrender All. Or yesterday, let's see, yesterday's was about love. Keep my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. And yesterday morning, I said to someone, what was it yesterday morning that was played? I'm forgetting. And he said, it was something slow. Oh, by the way, that was one of the players. He forgot. But I guess Brother Bob chose it. It was more love to thee, more love to thee. That's a great prayer, isn't it? Lord, I love you. I want to love you more, more. I just want to be more holy thine. That's a good prayer. I think maybe we should sing that slow prayer. I guess it's slow for a reason, that the thoughts will get into our minds and hearts. 3:49. Of course, you could sing it at whatever speed you like. We'll take it at a moderate pace, okay? And pray it. More love to thee.
Breathe.
God, that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you that we know that you love us. With the Apostle John, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And with the Apostle Peter, we say, Lord, you know that we love you. You know that we love you. But Lord, we want to love you more. With that love that you have shed abroad in our hearts, Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And we confess that that we need you to move in our hearts, Lord, and fan the flame of holy love in our hearts. Response to you, let the fire of heavenly love burn brightly, blaze forth on the altar of our hearts. Spirit of God, we appeal to you this morning to work in us a deeper love for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And now we pray for the whole camp today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for the blessing of sensing your presence, of knowing that you love us, and of experiencing your goodness. We thank you that these children that are here with us have this opportunity to be in your presence and to come under the teaching of your word and to open their hearts to you. And we pray that today shall be a special day in this camp and in their lives, Lord. They're going home tomorrow, and we thank you that you have been working in their hearts and lives, and that today you can make it a red letter day in our camp, in their hearts. And Lord, we're looking to you for that, praying that you will work in a special way on this day, making it a glorious day for them, where you become real and precious to them, and give them much enjoyment here in this camp today, we pray. Bless all our children, all these campers, in a special way, so that they will know at the end of this day that they have met you and that you have smiled upon them today and worked in their hearts and among them. Fill them with joy, Lord, and keep your hand of protection over them and make it a wonderful day in their lives and in their meeting this morning, Lord. Touch them and bless all day, as we said, and all of us too. We draw near to you this morning and thank you that your word is true, that you draw near to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've often mentioned that was the first sermon preached, the text for the first sermon here in 1946. I believe the first evening worship, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. And so now we're in our 46, 47, 48, 64th season. And I suppose that there have been people every one of those seasons. I'm sure. There have been people who have come here in order to draw near to God, and they have found that that word is true. And perhaps you're among them. This morning we draw near to God, and He draws near to us. I'm trying to relive the past a little bit. I said to John and Daniel, come sit up front if you'd like to. And then I remembered how Brother Gordon made us sit up front. He would point out our seat. Sometimes the front was, in those days, a more dangerous place to be than it is now. I remember that if you sat up front, maybe you wanted to come in a little ahead of the others and maybe not sit right there, but sit there instead or there. Sometimes he would lean over and ask you to do something that maybe you weren't prepared to do or particularly wanting to do, like, okay, it's your turn to get up and speak. Or lead out in prayer. One time he asked me to do something that I knew I couldn't do, and I disobeyed him. And he didn't push it, thankfully. I think he went to somebody else and told them to do it. But I knew I just couldn't do it. It was, well, I like to dance and tap my feet, but... was that one of the dwarves? I like to dance and tap my feet, but they just won't keep in rhythm. He wanted me out there. Not right now, thank you. Oh, gosh. Another time I was sitting over here, and right in front of you, Dina, and the organ was over there at that point, and my aunt was playing it. It was a Sunday night, and this was, I'm sure it was exactly what I needed, but I wasn't happy for the logistics and the way it worked out. But I wasn't in the afternoon prayer. I was a young staffer, and it was voluntary, and we were free to, you know, we were busy. It was probably my day off. I don't know. We took off and took a ride and had fun in the afternoon. And I know in the evening that Sister Caroline, that's Brother Gordon's wife, she got up from the piano. We were having a time of praise, rather exuberant or loud praise, and she came behind me and put her hands on me and started to really pray loudly over me, and she said, "You're wasting your time here. God has brought you here to seek His face, and you're wasting your time." And as I said, I'm sure that was right, but or she felt it was right. But I kind of opened my eyes because I wasn't happy with, I thought this was maybe something that was just for me. And my aunt was across there, and her eyes were wide open, and she was reading those lips. And I remember not being too pleased. Those of you who remember Aunt Wally, she was a wonderful organist, but I wasn't happy with her seeing Sister Gardner say that over me. Anyway, makes you want to sit in the back, doesn't it? Rather than being right out there. Who knows what this morning holds for you? Well, yeah, camp is full of memories, I suppose, for many of us. And good ones, good memories. God has met us here and blessed us here and drawn our hearts and spoken directly to us too at times, and sometimes maybe we weren't so pleased, but it was good for us. It was good for us. Thank you, Lord. Let's see if we could get into the key of F, 1 flat, please. And I love Him. Yes, I love Him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Oh, I love Him. Yes, I love Him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. And I love Him. Yes, I love Him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Oh,
friend is Jesus. We read before, or one day, just the other day, the faithful witness. Faithful witness. Sister Sue Ann, you probably heard that song before, right? That she told me where she goes to church, and that song comes from one of the former pastors of the church there in Zion, and it's in the book. So let's sing it.
39.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brother John. They switched it around for us. Let's stand. Sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. He called me forevermore his own. Now he has given a fountain of sweetness within. He's the best friend that I have ever known. And I love him, yes, I love him.
My
from heaven to this world of sin and shame. Bore my guilt, though he was guiltless, and though blameless, took my blame. Can I ever cease to love him and his goodness to proclaim?
Together.
Redeemer to know, for